In my mind, I talk to them. I complain to Pa about my blistering feet and aching joints. I describe to Ma all the pretty flowers I see on the roadside. I report to Cave the flirting that goes on between Koi, Meng, and their women friends. And Gek, I have the hardest time finding words to say to her. To Gek, I keep silent.
We're very close to Bot Dang,
Meng says, breaking into my thoughts.
If our aunts and uncles are alive, we will be with them soon.
We have been on the road for 18 days now, and our food ration is getting smaller with each passing day. As we walk the last few hours back to Bot Dang, Meng and Koi ask many people on bicycles or wagons if they share our destination. When they say yes, my brothers plead with them to bring word to our uncles that we have arrived. Within an hour, we see a familiar figure on a bicycle riding toward us. It is Uncle Liang. Uncle Liang still resembles the stick figure I drew in Phnom Penh, only his back curves more now. My brothers rush up to him, and soon they are hugging each other and crying. Uncle Liang reaches into his bag and pulls out some sweet rice cakes. My eyes widen and my mouth waters at the sight of the roasted sesame seeds sprinkled over sweet rice.
Here's one for you, Chu, and one for Kim.
Shyly, I step toward him and extend one arm.
Sorry, little girl, I have only enough for my family. I have none extra for you.
My face burns with shame and embarrassment. My own uncle does not recognize me. He thinks I'm a street girl begging for food.
Uncle, Meng says laughingly, it's Luang. Oh, here's one for you, then.
Surprised, Uncle Liang smiles. Chu, Kim, and I sit pressed against one another on the back of the bike, holding on to Uncle Liang. We are returning to Ma's childhood home without her. At Bot Dang, everyone is happy to see us. Uncle Liang and his family still live in the same hut they did when we stayed with them. The first thing Uncle Liang's wife, Aunt Kyung, does is to take off our dirty black clothes and give us new ones. She puts me in a shirt and pants the color of a blue sky. The clothes shimmer as they touch my skin softly, making me feel nice and light, transformed. In the back of the hut, I watch Aunt Kyung throw our dirty clothes into an aluminum bowl and soak them with water. She then sprinkles a handful of white powdered detergent in the water and begins to scrub my clothes. I watch in fascination as the clear water becomes gray and then black as the detergent does its work.